I'm going to take a little bit of a deviation now from what we've been talking about all morning. And we're talking a little bit about the culture wars and how your kids have been somehow put in the crosshairs in the middle of this fight, a fight that most people are just like, what are we doing? Trans activists going after your kids on social media all the time, all the time. Claire Marl is a policy analyst at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. Claire, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, basically, if you tolerate it, right, your kids are going to embrace it. The left always talks about tolerance and tolerance. You can't tolerate this anymore. It's insanity run amok. The idea that you're giving puberty blockers to, 6 and 8 year olds is insane. It's criminal, frankly, and worse. And if you don't pay attention to what your kids are looking at on social media, you could be complicit in what happens to them too. That's what you're telling us, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I think parents aren't aware that these social media platforms are really filled with dangerous voices of these LGBT activists actively trying to recruit children, really preying on the vulnerability of children to convince them of the validity and normalcy of their perverted lifestyles. And they're doing so undermining parents' authority. And I think parents think that if they just put some screen time limits in place, so it won't be as addictive, that their kids will be okay. But my point is that even a short amount of time on these platforms, they're being exposed to these dangerous influencers. And it's a problem parents really need to take some strong actions on. I would recommend not allowing kids on social media and delaying it as long as possible in order to protect them from the increasing kind of harmful content that is finding them on these platforms.
Exactly right. So how are they seeking out your children? How do they find them? How do they target kids?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the point is that the social media platforms have changed. They now are run by these algorithms that feed content to you. So the Facebook of 10 years ago, where you just saw posts from your friends, now, instead of seeing what your friends are posting, you're really getting fed what your friends are watching. So you're not seeing your peers, you're seeing strangers. And so by, the data that they're collecting on kids, figuring out what they're watching, what their friends are watching, then they're actively putting these things into their feed. And if you happen to watch one video, stumble across one trans influencer, it sends you down this rabbit hole. Like, it continues to feed you the same type of videos and content over and over. So TikTok really is this dangerous app that just puts content into your feed, not from your friends, just from strangers. And it promotes whatever is popular, whatever other people are watching. And now other platforms like Instagram are trying to follow that model. So these places are becoming less, honestly, social platforms where you keep up with your friends and are now increasingly just filled with these outside influencers.
Yeah, and it's just so, when you're not looking, you think, well, they're just watching this or that, and it's all good. And these creeps, I don't know what other word you would use, creeps come sneaking in, right? I mean, that's just really it.
Yeah, it is. It's true. And they are coaching kids to lie to their parents and telling them, if you feel uncomfortable in your body, just transition your gender, it will solve all your problems. And if your parents don't accept this about you, then they don't love you. And, here's how you lie to your parents or your doctors to get these treatments of the kind of trans world. So it's really evil and nefarious. And they're completely just trying to undermine parents' authority. And they don't want kids going to their parents or turning to these traditional authority structures in kids' lives. But they want them to come to them online and be their resource for these big life questions. It's really scary.
Yeah, and here's the thing. We wouldn't let children decide to drive or to drink or to do a whole host of things, right? And yet we want to spread this. I don't want to. They want to spread this myth. The kids that think they identify as a different gender can make that decision at 8 years old or 10 years old or whatever, and have these powerful drugs, these powerful, you know, puberty blockers, disfiguring surgeries, all of it, right?
Yes. It's crazy, right? We don't let kids go to R-rated movies if they're under the age of 17, you know, without a parent buying them the ticket. So the fact that we would allow kids to decide such a major biological transition, I mean, it really is just completely ludicrous. And I think the normalcy that these influencers are trying to make to get our culture to just embrace and accept this, that is what is so dangerous about these online platforms, is that they are trying to really shift the culture by appealing to the next generation, going after our youth while they're so impressionable at these young ages and convincing them that this is normal. And there's no wonder we're seeing a corresponding spike in the amount of kids thinking that they need to transition their gender. Like, this wasn't happening 20 years ago. And so you have to just look at what's going on, particularly on social media, to try to understand what's driving this transgender craze.
Activists and twisted individuals, I think, is what we're going to go away with. Claire, thank you for being here and helping us to keep a clear vision and keep it in full relief.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
There you have it, Claire Morrill. She is a policy analyst at Ethics and Public Policy Center. Watch your kids so you know what they're watching. Or watch out for what happens next. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.